It's easy to view our kids' moody or sullen behavior, snarky remarks, or irritability as a personal attack and a serious ploy to wear us down to our last nerve. But so much can be blamed on their hormones. Their bodies are going through massive changes and growth, which has a way of intensifying their emotion. This afternoon, we chat to Zarina Davids, who is a teen life coach and parent partner. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam, Mufti. Hope you are well.
Yes, I'm well, and I hope you are also well.
Alhamdulillah.
Shukran for joining us. So the question then is that why are teenagers moody to the point of being grumpy?
I think it's a problem that all parents at some stage in their lives come across. You know, moodiness, which we see in our teens, comes across to us adults as disrespectful. But it is just a common part of teenage development. We have significant hormonal shifts that occur during puberty, and this can definitely affect their mood. As teens, they are developing their independence, and this is a key part of growing up. You know, this is something that they cannot handle and control. They don't understand it. So it's all a part of your child's development and them expressing and testing independent ideas and values. So there will be times when we disagree with them. So, you know, some teens' moodiness is linked to the brain growth and the change that they experience during these years of puberty and teenage.
So, yes, there is reason for that, as you explain, you know, the background, the backdrop to their behavior. Then how should parents respond to a teenager's sullen resentment?
As difficult as it might be, brother, we need to look at it from an angle of calmness. When your teen is going through this, the best thing would be, you know, there's a couple of pointers to take note of. So as the adult in this whole situation, we need to stay calm. If your child reacts with attitude to a discussion, stop. You know, being the adult in the situation, stop. Take a deep breath and continue calmly with what you wanted to say to them. There's times when we could use a different angle, you know, depending on the situation. You could even use a bit of humor. You share a laugh with them. Maybe that can break the stalemate. It can bring maybe a new perspective and lighten the tone, and it takes the heat out of a situation. The worst thing we can do is to put them down and be sarcastic about the whole thing. And I think another important point as parents and the adults in the equation is to check our understanding. Sometimes we don't understand it the way they mean it. I don't think I mean to be disrespectful and rude. We as adults should clarify and take charge of the situation. I think we need to be honest. We should, you know, not take everything so personally. Be honest and say to them that their comments came across to you as pretty offensive. Actually ask them if they mean to behave rudely. And mostly you will see that, you know, it can regulate the situation. And I think also when you find that they are communicating in positive ways, you need to acknowledge them. You need to give them praise and mention to them that it was impressive to you that they actually handled or came across as being so understanding and grown up.
Yes. Looking at their behavior, you know, how should parents know if their teenager is just moody, or there might be a greater cause for concern, like depression.
Yes, that is a problem that is very rife today. That's really a good question that you putting forward to me. Parents are sometimes left in a quandary, and sometimes the situation is misdiagnosed. So there are three main areas of difference that we should take note of. So if you notice a deterioration of mood or their behavior, and you see that it persists for a longer period of time without any noticeable break, you find over a couple of weeks that they, just getting worse, and that there's no break in that behavior, then this could actually be a cause for concern, in the sense that take note of it, take it further, maybe get another opinion. There's symptoms that you should take note of is excessive anger, sadness, and irritability. Most of the time, these mood swings would seem out of proportion to the circumstance. So it would be, over the top. You as an adult would think, why are you reacting in such a way for something small? Then you need to take note of physical ailments, which are very, very real. Sometimes as parents, we think that they're making it up, that they would complain of headaches, abdominal cramps, and then also take note of shortness of breath. When your child expresses feelings of loneliness, feelings of insecurity, and if you notice low self-esteem and a lack of confidence, hopelessness, worthlessness, thoughts of suicide, fatigue, loss of enthusiasm, and then also the other thing is a very poor school performance. In most severe cases, you will find them sort of seeing and hearing things like delusional thinking and visual and auditory hallucinations. These are all symptoms of depression. And I think the more distinct and noticeable the symptoms are, the more likely the problem is depression and not just a passing mood.
Yes. You know, you've spoken to us about how to deal with a situation in action when there may be that comment that is made that may be disrespectful, and how to diffuse the situation. In a broader sense, you know, what are some of the things then that a parent should do to deal with a moody teenager?
Brother, I am a mom of three teens, and as a mother, I'm never quite sure of what version is going to show up on any given morning, relating to the children. So they can appear happy and cheerful, or they can come in edgy and grumpy. This is the actual unpredictability of teenage moods. For one thing, I understand, and I remember that I too was once a teenager. So if I look within myself as a female, and I think a lot of females can relate to this, that we also go through mood swings or a mood swing roller coaster ourselves. And I know that this is part of the package deal with older kids. So instead of dealing with moody children, I would say it might be easier to follow on how to cope with them rather than to deal with them. Because this is most of the time, it's just a short period, over their puberty. So some coping strategies would be to educate yourself and your team about their emotional development. So remember, you're trying to adjust to physical changes. They're also coping with rapid emotional change. Hence, you have the tense bouts of moodiness. They don't like being moody. They just can't help it. So if you give them that information, it's something that they can process and maybe also help to understand why they are the way they are. And secondly, if you need to back off and let the mood pass. So give them some breathing space to come out of their mood. Although this is probably one of the most challenging thing any well-meaning parent has to do. Also, an important part is for them to eat healthy for a mood boost. So poor gut health can worsen and even contribute to your teen's moodiness. Healthier food choices means a healthier, happier teen. Just to keep calm, carry on. As parents, we need to set a positive tone. If we are cranky, demanding, and raise our voices that, you know, with negative vibes that ripple, it will ripple through the rest of the family. And last but not least, be present for your teenager. One of the best gifts one can give one's teen is to be in the moment with him. When you consistently show up, even a moody teen will know they can count on you for moral support. So basically, it's an adjustment for both parent and teen, but there needs to be calmness and acceptance from the adults, from the parents.
Yes, certainly, really, really profound and useful advice that you've shared with us, and we certainly hope, inshallah, that it will help those who are dealing with situations of this nature. Shukran for joining us. We really appreciate your time.
Amen. And Jazakallah, thanks for the time. And take care, brother.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.